remember the Trio biscuit advert that was on television several years ago, where there was a little cartoon girl and she shouted out, "Trio, Trio, I want a Trio and I want one now." She wasn't a very patient little girl, was she? And you know, some of us can be just like her. We want something and we want it now. Perhaps we want an immediate answer to a relationship problem, or we want a solution right now to our financial difficulties. It might be a direct promotion up the career ladder that we want. But what we don't want is to wait. We just don't like it. But waiting is a fact of life. So we either wait patiently or impatiently. We come this morning to the final chapter of the New Testament book of James. Now, I don't know about you, but I have found this series incredibly challenging. I have had to preach this to myself before I dare come up here and attempt to teach you. Very, very challenging indeed. James, the author of this book, in chapter 1, we were tried and tested by what he said. In chapter 2, he urged us to love and live, to love our neighbor, to live our faith. In chapter 3, he reminded us of the importance of words and wisdom. And in chapter 4, he warned us about pride and presumption. Well, I've called today's message, chapter 5, I've called today's message Patience and Prayer. Patience and Prayer. Because these are the two issues that James deals with quite extensively in his final chapter of his letter. Now, in the first 6 verses of chapter 5, James is crying out against people who have oppressed others while indulging themselves. As a result of their abuse of wealth and power, many people have suffered unjustly. It's in light of this that James writes the next few verses of chapter 5. And I'm going to read verses 7 to 12 from the 2011 edition of the New International Version of the Bible. "Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. All you need to say is a simple yes or no. Otherwise, you will be condemned." This is the word of the Lord. As we look at these few verses to start with, we see that there are some reasons for patience. The Bible has a few things to tell us about patience, and depending on which translation you use, you might come across the word long-suffering, which some Bible scholars think refers to patience with regard to people, while words like endurance, perseverance, standing firm seem to relate to patience in tough circumstances. Now, whether we're dealing with people or difficult circumstances, we need patience because waiting is a fact of life. I think we are like the little girl in the trio advert, aren't we? And what we want now. But have you ever noticed that our timing is not always God's timing? Yeah? You don't have to live too long before you realize that. We want something now. And God says, no, hold on. You're not going to get it yet. You may get it in the future, or I may decide it's not good for you and you won't get it at all. His timing differs from ours. And when this is the case, we need to wait trustingly and expectantly for things to happen at the right time. Now, in verse 7 that we just read a few moments ago, James gives us the illustration of a farmer who waits for his crop to grow and he waits for the rain to water it. Such waiting is not a picture of inactivity or idleness. Notice that the farmer has already done all he needs to do by planting his crop. But now he has to wait for things to take their natural course. Are you in a situation right now where you've done all that you reasonably can do, but things have still not reached a satisfactory conclusion? If so, you need to wait patiently. And James tells us to be patient until the Lord's coming, verse 7. And then in verse 8, he says this, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Now, in these verses, James is referring to the literal bodily return of our Lord Jesus Christ to this world, when he will gather his followers from every corner of the earth to be with him forever. You can read about that, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. And in writing this letter, James is encouraging Christian believers to be patient and to stand firm in the face of unpleasant circumstances by drawing their attention to the fact that something better is soon going to replace their current situation. Patience, then, is not just waiting for suffering to go, but waiting for the Lord to come. Let's learn to be patient. It doesn't come automatically to any of us. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It has to be planted and grow and develop. We have to learn to be patient. So let's do that. And let's get into the habit of focusing on the return of Jesus. It's much nearer now than when James wrote about it. And if we belong to Jesus, his coming will bring an end to all of our struggles and our difficulties.